Lesson 2C. Exercises 5 and 6.
I'm in the village of Congham, near the east coast of England. Everyone here is getting quite excited because it's nearly time for the big annual event, the World Snail Racing Championship. A man called Tom Elwes started the championship in the 1960s after seeing people racing snails in France. Last year, over 200 snails took part in the competition, and hundreds of people came to watch the races. The organisers say that this year, the event is even bigger. The races take place on a circular track, with the snails starting in the middle and racing 30 to 40 centimetres out to the edge of the circle. The owners paint racing numbers on the shells or put small stickers on them, so that they can easily see their snail. A snail named Archie set the world record of 2 minutes in 1995. Last year's winner was a snail called Speedy. Jack Robbins is entering the championship for the first time this year, and he's with me now. Jack, is training really important for snail racing?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because you have to build up a good relationship with your snail. So the snail wants to please you. You know, wants to do its best for you in the race.
I see. Do you think you have a good relationship with your snail?
Yes, I do. I spend a lot of time with Flash.
That's the name of your snail. Flash?
Yes.
Well, good luck, Jack. And of course, good luck, Flash. I'm in the arena now, next to the track. Let's listen to the referee start the race.
Ready, steady, slow!
Well, the first race is over. Jack, how did Flash do? Did he win?
No, unfortunately, Flash didn't win. In fact, he came last. So that's the end of the championship for us. We'll race again next year, though.
Well, good luck for next year.